Hello, welcome to Frankie's Financial Podcast. I'm here with Lukáš Frank. Lukáš, hello.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. In this episode, we will be discussing a mortgage for foreigners living in the Czech Republic. So first question is, what is the difference between mortgage for Czech person and for someone who's from another country?
Well, basically, there is no difference in the mortgage itself. You have the same product, same mortgage, you have the same interest rate, the same monthly payments, same contracts. The only difference is in the approval process itself.
Mm-hmm. So what should I be prepared for when applying for mortgage?
Well, if you come from another country and you want to apply for a mortgage in Czech Republic, the bank will surely want to know what kind of residency you have here. So you can have none, you can have temporary, you can have long-term and permanent. If you have none, you should be coming from a country in European Union. Otherwise, there is very little chance that you will get a mortgage here. If you have, if you have temporary or long-term, we can work with that and probably we will get to the state of the approval of the mortgage. And if you have permanent, that is the best option.
Mm-hmm. So is there some kind of other options that I have? What else can I do?
Well, you should expect that the bank will ask you about your job. So how long are you employed here? If you are employed, what is your salary? What is your entrepreneurship? Or how long do you have business here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say I'm an expat and I want to buy an apartment in Prague. Now, what is the process to get a mortgage here?
Well, the first thing you should definitely do is to contact some financial advisor, someone who has several banks to offer you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like someone like you, I guess.
Exactly.
Just contact someone like you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the process is that we will meet. We will talk about your plan here, what do you want to buy, for how much, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will search between banks and figure out what bank will offer you the best option for the interest rate, and also which bank will approve your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And you should also know that you should have some of your own money. The minimum is 10%. So, for example, if you are buying an apartment for 5 million crowns, you should have at least 500,000 crowns of your own money. And the best option is if you have 20%, because in this state, you will get the best interest rate possible.
Yeah, so there are some regulations there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way around that?
Well, if you don't have any of your own money or you don't want to invest any of your money, you can use a second property as a second collateral. So there is some regulation as well. You should be the owner, you or your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the property you pledge needs to be of a residential kind. So, for example, an apartment or a house.
Okay, so I have some kind of residency here and a job. And I need some kind of my own money or other property to pledge. Is there something else that I should be worried about?
No, you shouldn't be worrying about at all.
Okay.
Then the process to get a mortgage is pretty straightforward. We will meet. I will negotiate the best possible options for you. And then we will apply for the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
This means I will help you fill out some necessary forms. Then I will contact the sellers and I will ask them to prepare the purchase contracts. And I will schedule with them the date of inspection of the property to estimate its market value. This usually takes a couple of days. And in the meantime, you will ask your employer to confirm your income on the appropriate form. And then we are ready to send all of this to the bank and to its approval process and wait a couple of days to the mortgage be approved.
Yeah, and then it gets signed usually, right?
Yeah, the process after the mortgage is approved, definitely you should sign it. Yeah, of course. And we should also make sure that the bank sends the money.
Okay.
There are some conditions you have to meet before this can happen. For example, you need to visit cadastro office. you need to sign the purchase contracts, you need to sign an insurance policy for the apartment, and we also need to deliver these documents to the bank and then to fill out the payment order.
Yeah, so usually this is kind of a hard process for me, like if I'm an expat, so I think I need someone to guide me through it, right?
Yes, you don't need to, but you should have someone to guide you, yeah.
Yeah, how much does your services cost?
Well, my services don't cost you anything. You don't pay me directly. I'm paid by the bank we choose to do the mortgage with. But if you want to reward me, I would be grateful if you recommend me when some of your friends maybe need my service.
If you want someone to take care of your mortgage, I think Lukáš would be the best option. So if you want, there's contact info that will be displayed in just a few seconds. Lukáš, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Thank you for watching this video, and I hope we will get in touch soon.